Before we jump into today's show, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a brand new three-part audio series available to download right now. If you head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio, that's all one word, no spaces, you can download your How to Build Your Authority with Podcasting audio series. This is going to address guesting and hosting. So if you're interested in either of those and you want to know how to build your authority, head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio. The link will be in the show notes.
Guys, I failed. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. My name is Donna. I am your host. And in today's episode, we are taking a look back and a review at two episodes that I did earlier in the year, episode 93 and episode 94. And I will link them for you in the show notes if you're on YouTube in the eye. This was my morning and evening routine. And I spoke to you guys back in those episodes about how important it is to have a good solid routine to get you started. And we spoke about how morning routines really set you up for the day, and that if you can actually take control of your morning routine and be the one that's in charge of that, then you can actually make sure that your day starts off the best. So we're not having anybody say, "What's up with you? Did you get out of bed the wrong side this morning?" We're going to choose which side of the bed we are getting up. We're going to sort ourselves out in our own time. We are going to make that plan and we're going to make it happen, and the day is going to run smoother because of it. I then spoke to you in episode 94 about how a good morning routine actually starts with a good nighttime routine, and how actually getting to bed and getting those hours of sleep is really, really important to making sure that you are fully rested and that you are being as healthy as you can and as kind to your body as you can be. And I will link both those episodes. As I say, there was lots of good information. Any of the links I'll bring over into this episode. So if you haven't got time to go back at the moment, you can get all of the links to everybody I spoke about: Catherine Chapman and Vitality Rooms, Angela Palmer, my health coach. Who else did I speak to? Leora Moffowitz, who is a functional health practitioner. So definitely go and check out all of those guys. And I will link the books that we were speaking about as well. So we talked about high performance habits, we talked about coffee self-talk, and I'm sure there was a few others that I will link for you as well. So today is me coming back to you to report on how well I did with my routine. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with my evening routine, because a good morning routine starts with a good evening routine. And that actually, although there is, you know, evidence of why that is the case, because if you don't have a good night's sleep, you're not going to be able to start your morning off well. It actually came from one of my sleep stories that I listened to from my Calm app. And I will link that in the Calm app in my show notes as well. And it is called the... I think it's called Game Plan, and it says the perfect plan to rise and shine or something. And it is actually a story that is voiced by Frankie Bridge from the Saturdays. Is she the Saturdays or is she Little Mix? Oh, I would get slaughtered from that from any teenage girl, I'm sure. However, they're a bit, you know, I'm a Spice Girls generation, so Girls Aloud, so it's not quite in my head where Frankie is from, but she voices it, and it's an absolute beautiful sleep story, so definitely one to check out on the Calm app. But my evening routine, what I said back then was that I was going to start my evening routine at 8:30 with finishing work, that I was hoping to finish work before I had my dinner so that I actually had a little bit more unwinding time. But 8:30 was my hard cutoff for finishing work. I was then going to change into my blue light blocking glasses by 9 o'clock. At 9:30, I was going to get changed into my pajamas and do my skincare routine, and then I would be in bed by 10 to 10:30. So let me tell you how that went. Basically, it didn't. That is the simple answer. But I'm telling you, you know, I wanted to be completely honest with you about how it went. And there are a few reasons this hasn't come to fruition. For one, I didn't write it down. So it wasn't front of mind. I didn't put alarms in my phone to kick in, with the exception of my 9:30. I had a 9:30 alarm to wind down. But I'm very easily persuaded not to listen to my alarms, it seems. So we have got to make a better effort at this. Working is a difficult one for me to finish. When I get into something or when I've got a deadline coming up, Wednesdays is especially hard, but the rest of the week should be okay. And I have been moving more towards ending when I have my dinner. So that has got better. So I am definitely work ended at 8:30 a majority of the week. Changing into my blue light blocking glasses, this isn't actually something that I can do anymore because I have had my eyes tested recently. You may have noticed if you watch any of my videos that my glasses have changed, and these aren't even actually the prescription they should be. Quick little story time. The glasses that I love, my dark rimmed glasses, they are actually the prescription before this, but there was only a slight change to this prescription. So I was like, oh, I'll be all right to wear the other ones. I like them better. I feel like these are granny glasses. I don't know why. I don't like them. And also my hair gets caught quite easily in the nose pads and in the hinges on the metal glass frame. So I don't really like them. So I wasn't wearing them. And when I went to get my appointment, to get my eyes checked out at my appointment recently, it's been probably 3 years because my eye appointment would have been due as we went into the pandemic. And so didn't have it then. And then when I did book it at the end of 2021, it got cancelled because the optician got COVID. And then I didn't rebook it again until earlier on this year, just like last month, I think I went. And it just so happens that my eyes have got significantly worse than they were. And the glasses that I was wearing were 0.4 behind what they were, like four stops, whatever they sort of calculate them in, behind where I need to be. And it was really obvious when she gave me the piece of paper that got the three paragraphs on to read, and she asked me to read the middle one, and I could only read the first four words. And then I was like, there's a big long word there and I'm not quite sure what it says. And when she gave me my prescription, that was completely crystal clear and I could read the third paragraph as well. So I definitely need to go and get my new prescription, but you know, glasses aren't cheap. So that had to wait a little bit, but I did succumb to wearing the most recent prescription that I actually had on hand to help with my eyes. So changing to blue light blocking glasses, all this is to say, changing to blue light blocking glasses isn't going to be good for me because if I need to watch the TV, if I'm watching the TV or if I'm reading a book in the evening, I need to be wearing my glasses. So really it's got to come down to screen time. And I do have a function on my phone to change the light setting in the evening so that it does block some of that blue light automatically. So that is where I'm going with that. So I can't change to light blockers, but I may be able to find some covers for my glasses to help with it. We will see. The PJs and skincare didn't really happen, and I think it's because it is kind of in that mid. It's not just before I go to bed and it's not when I stop work. So I feel like if I have my dinner and then go and do my skincare routine and get in my pajamas, that will be a better habit stack for me rather than just plonking it kind of in the middle of the evening there, where I'm less likely to go upstairs and do it if I do it straight after dinner. So I'm going to change that. And then bed between 10 and 10:30 and having some reading time. That really hasn't happened. I really do want to dedicate some time to reading because I find recently, and I think I've said this in a previous podcast, that recently, yeah, I discovered that I'm just trying to rush through everything, and I'm trying to just find more time to cram in more knowledge and learn more stuff. And I'm sort of gone from reading books to listening to books, to listening to books on speed, to downloading the Headway app so I can listen to a book in 15 minutes instead of reading the whole thing. And I just stopped and I was just like, Donna, you're just rushing through your life. You know, if there is information that you need to know, you will learn it. But my God, girl, you can just take a breath. So I really do want to start dedicating more time to reading real books that have paper in them. So I do want to get to that. And I think that that really has to come from starting that evening routine earlier and making sure that I'm kind of in the situation where I can sit down, watch some TV with my other half before we end the day, because I feel like he feels quite neglected in the evenings because I do tend to sit up here and start watching YouTube videos. Like, I've kind of, my work kind of evolves from work into watching a YouTube video followed by another YouTube video, and then I get down a scroll hole and he will literally text me a wavy hand, and that's my cue to know, whoops, I've been up here too long. So definitely want to avoid being in this room for work purposes in the evenings. So that is my goal. Like I say, there have been various things. I think because I wasn't habit stacking enough, because there are times when I do work past 8:30, Wednesdays being a typical one for that, I just need to adjust my time frames. But I find that I really am more productive in the afternoon, sort of after lunchtime is when I get productive. And a lot of people actually want to go and have a nap after their lunch, but I actually find that my energy is up and I've got the time, I've got the brain power, and I can actually go and do things quite easily at that time of day. Whereas in the morning, I'm just a slow starter, guys, and I think I've just got to accept it. So that is where my evening routine is. We've definitely seen a shift. And it's so easy to fall off when you're making a new habit. It's so easy to slip back into the old habits that you have. So I find that my bedtime is between sort of 11 and 12 at the moment, and I don't want it to be. I do love my sleep. I've been getting my 8 hours, but it's kind of pushed then. It has the knock-on effect in the morning where I don't want to get up at that earlier slot that I had planned to. So let's move over to the morning routine. So morning routine, I was supposed to be getting up at 8 o'clock with an alarm. I wanted a funny alarm, and what really upset me was in the preparation for this episode, I went back and listened to both of the other episodes to see what it was that I said in those episodes so that I could see exactly where I had fallen short, because I knew I hadn't succeeded in what I wanted to do. And in there, I said that I had downloaded a song that was funny that I wanted to put as my alarm. And I kind of remember having a conversation with my other half about how do I get this song into the music part of my alarm section so I can use it as an alarm. And we couldn't work it out, and now I can't even remember what that song was, and I didn't say what it was on the episode. So I'm absolutely gutted because it's not in my music app, or maybe it is and I just can't find it because I've got absolutely no idea what I'm looking for. So I'm a little bit gutted there, because it would be nice to have something that made me want to get up. But my alarm is set for 8 o'clock, but it tends to go off. I think it's actually set for 8:30, and it tends to go off, and I just tend to snooze it or stop it, even worse. I think I stop it. I think I've got it so that it doesn't snooze. It's just a stop, and then you get no other alarm. My other half is going back into work more often now. So we kind of have a couple of days a week where he's going in to the office, and then he's at home the other days. So that's a little bit different. If he is going into the office, then there is the possibility that I'm getting up a little bit earlier, but not always. So the alarm thing isn't working, and I think that's because the evening routine isn't working. So it has this knock-on effect. And there you go, I am the proof that the knock-on effect is there. But I do get up, I do my skincare, brushing my teeth. The skincare does happen in my evening routine. I am doing my skincare and brushing my teeth before I go to bed. I'm just not going up at 9:30 and doing it and getting in my pajamas at that point. I am doing it before I go to bed though. Absolutely still loving the Tropic skincare range that I'm using. I will link that in the show notes. It's definitely made a difference to my skin. I feel like my skin is a little bit more glowy now. It's got that little shine to it. And I like that. I think as you get older, and you guys might know, I think you do, I think I told you, it was my birthday at the weekend, so I am another year older, definitely in my 40s now, and your skin changes as you get older. So the fact that I have that moisture in my skin, I know is a good thing, so I'm happy for that. I will link what I use in the description box. It is a very simple skincare routine. I am looking at adding some things to it now that I've got it very established, so that I can add some extra oomph to it. But I'm really enjoying the skincare. So I am drinking water. My other half brings me a fruit tea in the morning. Or he was bringing me a fruit tea, but I've had him change it to water because I told him to leave it downstairs to make me go up and go downstairs and get it myself. And what's ended up happening is I've just left it downstairs and I've wasted it because he leaves the tea bag in my fruit tea and it gets stewed. It's too much. It's been left in too long and it's too cold by the time I get to it that I'm like, it just doesn't taste right. So I have now asked him to change it to bring me my water. Because I can drink water when it's warm. I can drink it when it's cold. It has no effect. And because it's covered as well, it doesn't matter if it's sitting out for a little bit. So I am drinking my water. That has been something that I've really improved on over the last few weeks, especially. My tea, I am having fruit tea for the first half of the day. And then around between 12 and 2 is when I switch over and I have regular tea. And then I am still on decaf from 3 p.m. Which is doing my skin wonders, I am sure. The coffee self-talk, that is something that I have not been doing. And I think it is just because I haven't made the time for it. I do have my alarms that go off through the day. So in part of the book, she talks about how you can set your alarm to go, or how she sets her alarm to go off at various points in the day to remind her of one or two of her affirmations. And she just sits there and reads through that affirmation and listens to that song for like 10 seconds just to reset her mind. And I do have that and I enjoy that, so I do have that in place, but I'm not listening to the whole thing on a regular basis, and it's because I'm not making the time for it. If I was somebody who worked outside of the home, I would listen to it on my way to work, and I've done that before when I've gone out somewhere. I've put it on in the car and just listened to it as I'm going to wherever I'm going, but I'm not making that time to sit down with that first morning cup of tea and go through my coffee self-talk. And the three must-do. So again, it's one of those things that I started to do. I had I had my own little star chart of the things that I needed to do, like my skincare routine, my exercise, one work thing that I wanted to get done. And I had my own little star chart that I was doing. I was doing that for a while and then it just drops off. And I think it is all about establishing those routines and making sure that they are followed, because if you skip one step, then it has a knock-on effect to the others. So I really do think that this has got to start with me putting a firm stop line on my work and turning off the computer and shutting down for the evening and making that a real solid stop in the evening, and then following the rest of the routine. Granted, again, I didn't write down my morning routine, what I wanted to accomplish, so again, it's out of sight, out of mind. So I am going to Write these things down. I am going to set it out. I'm going to have it stuck on a wall, probably right here on my bookshelf here, so that I can see it every day. And I am going to make a much more concerted effort to start these routines and follow them through. So there's definitely things that have stuck with me, like drinking more water, like my skincare routine. It's really important to me now, and keeping my teeth nice and clean. Had a full bill of health from my dentist in between the last two episodes that I was talking about my routines to this one. She said my teeth look very good, which is awesome. But there are other things and things that I want to accomplish. Like, obviously, my 30 minutes of writing isn't happening because I am not getting up earlier before my exercise. And once I finish my exercise, I really do have to get on with my work. So if I want to get that book written, I'm going to have to make the time to get up earlier to write that book. And a lot of the times people say, you know, you will make time for what you really want to spend time on. And maybe it's not that important to you if you're not getting up. But I think it's all about timing. So something that you really, really want to do might not be urgent in that moment for you. So you won't put it as a priority. That's not to say that it's not important to you. It's not to say that it shouldn't happen at some point. It's just that maybe at that point when you're thinking about it, it's not the top priority for you. So I definitely think that because a book is something that I think of, it's in my future, I think, oh, I've got plenty of time to do that. I don't need to start now. What I need to do is get out of the habit that I have had for a lifetime, guys. I mean, I don't know about you when you were at school with your homework, but I was definitely the sort of person that worked really well under pressure, like doing my homework the night before it was due. I always set myself up. I did all of my timetables and plans and highlighters. I was so good at organizing and planning it. And then when it came to it, you know, it was Monday night, the homework wasn't due till Friday, and oh, but this is just on TV, and or oh, my friend wants to go out somewhere, and it would just get pushed until Thursday night, and then I would be cramming to get it finished and done. And I feel like that is just a habit that has followed me through, and so the book writing is kind of in there as well. Unless I actually had a book deal and somebody who is holding a deadline over my head, I feel like it is really one of those things that I would just push off and push off. So I'm definitely going to attempt to set myself up better for this routine that I have, because I do want it to be successful. And what I am going to do is I am going to pop back in a few months' time and let you know if things have changed and the changes that have happened because of those changes. So if you attempted to do an evening, a morning routine when I set mine up back in episode 93 and 94. I would love to hear how you're getting on. Were you more successful than me? Did you fall off the wagon? Did you even start? Do comment in the comments below the video or over on the website and let me know how you're getting on. If you are determined to change up your routine and look after yourself a bit better, then please do let me know. I would love to know what you're going to attempt to do in the next few months, and we will check in with each other again in a few months' time. I'm going to have to go because my cat is obviously very hungry, and if you couldn't hear her in the background, please know that she is meowing her head off in the hallway. And I will see you guys next week for another podcast episode. So thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to do all the YouTubey, subscribey things if you haven't already. If you are listening on the podcast, then please do leave a review wherever you listen. I absolutely love listening on Good Pods. It means that you actually get to rate each episode and leave a little review for each episode, which I absolutely love doing for the podcasts I listen to. So if you haven't checked out Good Pods, do head over and give them a try. It is a much more social way of listening to podcasts, and I love it. And until next week, bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.